What is a barium enema?
A barium enema, or lower gastrointestinal examination, is an X-ray examination of the large intestine, or colon and rectum. The test is used to help diagnose diseases and other problems that affect the large intestine. To make the intestine visible on an X-ray picture, the colon is filled with a contrast material containing barium. This is done by pouring the contrast material through a tube inserted into the anus. The barium blocks X-rays, causing the barium-filled colon to show up clearly on the X-ray picture. There are two types of barium enemas. In a single contrast study, the colon is filled with barium, which outlines the intestine and reveals large abnormalities. In a double contrast or air contrast study, the colon is first filled with barium, and then the barium is drained out, leaving only a thin layer of barium on the wall of the colon. The colon is then filled with air. This provides a detailed view of the inner surface of the colon, so it is easier to see narrowed areas, called strictures, diverticula, or inflammation. In some cases, the single contrast study may be preferred for specific medical reasons, or for older people who may not be able to tolerate the time-consuming and somewhat more uncomfortable double contrast study. But if the results are not clear, a double contrast study may also be done.
Why is a barium enema done?
A barium enema is done to identify inflammation of the intestinal wall that occurs in inflammatory bowel diseases, such as ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. A barium enema also may be used to monitor the progress of these diseases, detect problems with the structure of the large intestine, such as narrowed areas, called strictures, or pockets or sacs, called diverticula, in the intestinal wall. Help correct a condition called ileocolic intussusception, in which the end of a child's small intestine protrudes into the large intestine, and to evaluate abdominal symptoms such as altered bowel habits, anemia, or unexplained weight loss.
How do you prepare?
Before a barium enema, tell your doctor if you are or might be pregnant, if you are allergic to latex. Latex products are commonly used to administer the contrast material. If you have a latex allergy, different products will be used. If you know that you are allergic to barium, or if you have had an upper digestive barium test recently. The preparation for a barium enema usually involves a very thorough cleansing of the large intestine, because the colon must be completely clear of stool and gas. Even a small amount of stool can affect the accuracy of the test. For 1 to 3 days before the test, you will usually be on a clear liquid diet. On the day before the test, you should drink very large amounts of non-carbonated clear liquids, unless your doctor has advised you not to. You will then take a combination of laxatives to empty your intestines. You may be asked to take a tap water enema to clean any remaining stool from your colon. On the day of the test, you may need to repeat the enema until the liquid that passes is free of any stool particles. Sometimes a rectal suppository or a commercially prepared enema, such as a Fleet enema, is used instead of a tap water enema. Talk to your doctor about any concerns you have regarding the need for this test, its risks, how it will be done, or what the results will mean.
How is a barium enema done?
To make the intestine visible on an X-ray picture, the colon is filled with a contrast material containing barium. This is done by pouring the contrast material through a tube inserted into the anus. The barium blocks X-rays, causing the barium-filled colon to show up clearly on the X-ray picture. You will lie on the X-ray table while a preliminary X-ray film is taken. While you are lying on your side, a well-lubricated enema tube will be inserted gently into your rectum. The barium contrast material is then allowed to flow slowly into your colon. A small balloon on the enema tip may be inflated to help you hold in the barium. Tightening your anal sphincter muscle, as if you were trying to hold back a bowel movement, against the tube and taking slow, deep breaths may also help. Occasionally, you may be given an injection of medicine to relieve the cramping. Your doctor will observe the flow of the barium through your colon on an X-ray fluoroscope monitor that is similar to a television screen. You will be asked to turn to different positions, and the table may be tilted slightly to help the barium flow through your colon and to take X-rays from different directions, from the sides, front, and back. Your doctor may also press gently on your abdomen with his or her hand or a plastic paddle to help move the barium through your intestines. If a double contrast study is being done, the barium will be drained out and your colon will be filled with air. When the test is finished, the enema tube is then removed. You will be given a bedpan or be taken to the toilet to get rid of as much of the barium as you can. One or two additional X-ray pictures will then be taken. A single contrast study usually takes 30 to 45 minutes, although the actual time the barium is held inside is only 10 to 15 minutes. A double or air contrast study may take up to an hour. After the test, you may resume your regular diet unless otherwise instructed. Be sure to drink plenty of liquids to replace those you have lost and to help flush the remaining barium out of your system. Your bowel movements may look white or pinkish for 1 to 2 days after.